Letter. We have to have one policy for all when it comes to tax penalties. I am supremely disappointed to not see any response or follow-up by page editor. Letters are most appropriately Mountain View County, in response to Hans Ullman's letter. I see no possible justification for forgiving the $187,000 penalty for Whitecap Resources lack of timely payment. The $187,000 that Reeve Albers et al. Summarily forgave represents 2% of our total municipal tax revenue. I can think of many productive applications for this large sum of money. Why would I care? I pay an exorbitant $7,500 annually in county taxes. For this I receive gravel roads to town, no water service, no septic service or garbage disposal. To clarify perspective, this represents my annual tax amount for 25 years. I would have been more in favor of a tax lottery to forgive a constituent's account than to, without any justifiable reason, forgive a profitable oil company's poor management. There are consequences for regular ratepayers, why not for Whitecap? The good corporate citizen ploy doesn't wash if you check around with farmers, ranchers in the area. Why have penalties for some and not others? These are our tax dollars. A $187,000 gift for Whitecap? Why? Who is holding our council accountable and how will this shortfall they have created be remedied? As a taxpayer, I need solid reasoning to explain this arbitrary gift. The optics are pointing to glaring favoritism or worse. Janice Gagnon, Mountain View County.